Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the second shir. We saw in the previous shir, B'siyata D'Shmaya, Niflaos Nitaras Hashem, we saw two parshias of Korban Pesach. And we wanted to know why they're split up into two. Very curious. Not only that, there are new halachas in the second parsha that we don't have in the first parsha. So we were trying to understand that. And we saw the sugya and psachim, that contrast between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros, is the same in many respects. Just the mission that distinguishes between various differences. Mashkov Shtei HaMezuzos, you have only in Mitzrayim. And the hyssop, if you dip the hyssop and sprinkle the blood with that, it's also only in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is one day, Pesach Doros is 7 days. Akoponim, that was the last shir, so I hope you heard it, and now we are going to continue where we left off. And we're going to say as follows again. This is based on the Torah, Menu Rabbeinu, HaKohen Gadol HaDov Zatzal. B'yisod inyan shel Pesach Mitzrayim, v'vor me'apsukim, that the parasha v'chodesh hazeh lochem, which is the inyan of that parasha, is through that carbon, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is what it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'haya adam lochem lo'ois alabatim asher atem sham v'ro'isi es adam ufasachti aleichem v'lo yebachem negef lahashchis negef lamashchis v'akoisi v'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that the blood is going to be a sign on the houses where you are. And I'm going to see the blood, and I'm going to skip over you. And there is not going to be among you a plague for destruction when I strike the land of Egypt. And Rashi there brings from the Mechilta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nosein ani eseinai lirosh etem asukim b'mitzvoisai, ufoiseach ani aleichem. I'm going to pay attention and see that you're busy with my mitzvahs, and I'm going to skip over you. So to in Pasuk Vav, v'ayal lechem l'mishmer sa'adabar se'yom l'chodesh, Rashi writes, v'bnei mahikim l'kichosu l'shchitas arbo yamim, So on the pasuk that it's going to be a guard for you until the, in other words, Korban Pesach, until the 14th, Rashi says, why 4 days before? So Rav Masi ben Chori said that this is a time of love between us and Hashem. It's time for me to redeem Avram's children. There were no mitzvahs for the Jews to be osek in order to be redeemed. We were naked, and we were given two mitzvahs, Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. So it emerges that the parasha is talking about those things that have to be done with this carbon in order to reach the tachlis. And what's the tachlis? Sha'al yadim yeh ufasachti aleichem. The tachlis is that Hashem should skip over us, and then we'll be fitting for the geula. So what do we have over here, sweet friends? We have the inyan of Korban Pesach, that in the schus of bringing the Korban Pesach, being Oisek b'mitzvahs Korban Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us. That's awesome. So that's what we have in the first parasha, in Perek Yud Beis of the Korban Pesach. However, it would appear that there's an additional inyan in the Korban Pesach, and that is that it is a sign for the Geula and the Yetziyah Mitzrayim. Ba'efen shel b'chozek yad. Uvenise Hashem, shebechlorem harigas b'choyre Mitzrayim, v'hatzolas b'choyre Yisrael, v'hu makbir l'inyan shel achilat matzah b'ler tetvav, sheikara, כמו שכתוב, ויאמר משה על העם, זכור את היום הזה אשר יצאתם ממצרים מבית עבדים, כי בחוזק יד הוציא השם אתכם מזה, ולא יאכל חמץ. זאת אומרת, there's an additional inyan in the Korban Pesach, and that is, besides it being a schus to be nigal, it is a sign on the geula that we're leaving in such a way of chozek yad, of God's strong hand, and with God's miracles, including the killing of the Bechorei Mitzrayim and the Hatzalas Bechorei Yisrael. And this is parallel to the Inyan of Achilas Matzah on the night of the 15th, which is primarily for what it says in the Pasuk, 13:3, ויאמר משה אל העם, זכור את היום הזה, אשר יצאתם ממצרים מבית עבדים, כי בחוזק יד, remember this day, that you went out of Mitzrayim, from the house of servitude, because with a strong hand, God took you out, and you shouldn't eat chametz. And now it says in Pasuk Hei, v'hoya ki yaviyacha. God brings you into Eretz Yisrael, so we have the inyan of matzah. Matzah, we have to remember that God took us out with a strong hand. So, Korban Pesach parallels matzah. Matzah is that God took us out with a strong hand. And so too Korban Pesach. Because we see weiter in that parsha, and this is Perek Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel, weiter in the next Perek, it says, "Va'avadetes avodah zos b'chodesh hazeh," like that's the magical pasuk in the sugya that we learned in the previous year, and the Tzadi Vavim Sachim. That shows you that the avodah l'doros is like the avodah on Pesach Mitzrayim. You should do this avodah in this month. And what's it talking about? What's the avodah? Pesach. So you see this relationship, this linkage between Pesach and Matzah. And the Matzah, to show God's strength, it's a sign of God's strength that God took you out. And so too, what in the Pesach? This is in the same parasha. And then it says in Pasuk Vav, Shivas Yom Toch HaMatzis, Pasuk Zayin Matzis Yochol Shivas Hayomim. So we see that the Pesach is like the Matzah, Mitzad Chozek Yad. We have Pasuk Hei about the Avodah Zos B'Chodesh Hazeh, the Pesach. And then weiter, we have Achilas Matzah, and Matzah is Chozek Yad. So the Pesach is also Chozek Yad, it's the same parasha. V'chazinan, klapei mitzvah sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, shekatuv ba'mishnah b'psachim kuftet zayin, kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim eilu b'pesach, lo yetzay yidei chovato. You have to say Pesach, Matzah, and Marwai Pesach, because God skipped over the house of our forefathers in Mitzrayim Matzah, because Hashem redeemed us in Mitzrayim, etc. And our dough didn't rise, maror, they bitter and bitter our lives. So the Mishnah is talking about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Geula. And that it says in the Mishnah that the expression of the Geula and the Yetziyah is through Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. These three things. Chinuch writes, "Tame harbe mitzvah Pesach, to eat it b'derech chayrus u'malchus." Like we've been saying, this is an ois. This is a sign for the geula that brought us to freedom, to kingship. So we also have that inyan in the Pesach. Again, we're linking between the Pesach and the Matzah. The Matzah is the geula. Pesach is the geula, as we do when we do Sikrit Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we eat the Matzah? Why do we eat the Pesach? Because Hashem skipped over the Matzah because we were redeemed. So they're connected. So the Pesach is a sign of our geula that God picked us out with a strong hand. So we have Pesach being a schus mitzvah that gives us, makes us worthy of redemption. And then we have Pesach being an expression of our geula, of our strength, like matzah. So according to this, it would appear that the parsha of Achodesh Zelachem is primarily vis-a-vis two things. Number one, on those dinim that flow from the very essence, the very chefza of the special name of the Korban Pesach, that's Machayev special dinim. And this Korban, Mitzat Shmo, Ki Korban Pesach. So number one, you have the Etzem Cheft of the Korban Pesach. That's the first thing that that the parasha, the Pesach of the parasha of Chodesh says, teaching us. The dinim of the Etzem Shem Korban Pesach. And number two, the dinim that are necessary in this Korban, in order to be kol poel in the Korban, upasachti aleichem. And the mitzvah through which we'll be zochah to the geula. And these are things we need before the geula. So we have these two inyanim, the etzem cheft of the Korban Pesach, and the fact that this will make us worthy of the geula, God will skip over us by being osik in these mitzvahs. And mikoyach, these two inyanim, we have the din that was said in this parasha. Again, it's the first parasha of the Korban Pesach. You have the etzem cheft of the Korban Pesach, and then the fact that it makes us worthy of redemption because we're all taking this mitzvah. However, on this we have an additional parsha. What's that parsha? The parsha of Zeis Chukas HaPesach. In order to say that Pesach Mitzrayim also has the inyan of the Os and the Geula afterwards. Remember, this is critical, my sweet friends. The parsha of Zeis Chukas HaPesach comes after the whole Makas Bechoros and the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we have the parsha of Zeis Chukas HaPesach. That's telling us that Pesach Mitzrayim also has the inyan of the Os and the Geula after it transpired. And mikoyach heyesa korban, gam korban al zeh, since by dint of the fact that this korban is also a post-geula korban, there are unique dinim in this parsha. El shigam bePesach, just by Pesach Mitzrayim, we have to also be mekayim the din Korban Pesach that we have gam mitzad Korban shel acharei ha-geula. In other words, there is an element of post-geula Korban, but in Mitzrayim, we already have to bring the Korban Pesach with that geula in mind as well. That was also their chiyuv on Pesach Mitzrayim. And therefore, there are two parashiyos, because there are two different mechayvim. for this Korban Pesach. In each parsha, there's the mechayiv of the first parsha, the etzem cheftz of the shem Korban Pesach, and the fact that Hashem will now skip over our houses because we were involved in the mitzvah. And then the mechayiv of the second parsha, which is after the geula. And after the geula, we have this sign of the geula. God took us out of it with a strong hand. And therefore, it's mavur yoser mashenichtu b'parasha zu b'tor la'achar ha'geula. Even though this parasha was said on the 14th, like the Ramban said, so then why is it split up into two? Not so clear. So you said, all right, Hashem redeemed us immediately. Okay, but first say all the dinim of the Korban Pesach. Don't stop in the middle. So the whole parasha was said on Yedalad, but the yisod ha'dinim of a parasha zu novim me'oto korban gam alachar ha'geula. This is a post-geula korban, just like it's a pre-geula korban. And therefore it's split up into two parashas, one pre-geula and one post-geula. So it's not just a Chodesh Zelachem Dika Karban Pesach, the first parasha, but it's also a post-Gula Dika Karban. And therefore the parasha was written after the Gula in order to show that the dinim that we have in this parasha come from the fact that the Karban is a post-Gula Karban. So there are various dinim that were added on in the second parasha. That's because it came after the Gula. And this carbon also symbolizes post-geula, not just pre-geula. The power of Hashem. How Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So now, we are going to take it a step further. In the Sugya Menachos, Pei Beis, we see Yisod in Rashi. Rashi says, you can look at the whole Sugya over there, but Rashi says that the Pesach Doros and Pesach Mitzrayim are really one Shem Pesach. And they have one din. In other words, it's not Pshat that we're learning Pesach Doros and Pesach Mitzrayim. Pshat is that Pesach Doros is Pesach Mitzrayim. And in the Meil Mitzchayiv is there that whatever you have in Pesach Mitzrayim, you have in Pesach Doros because it's one korban. And since we explained that the Pasuk of Avodah Zarah says, together with B'chozek Yod, and together with the Chiyuv of Matzah, is Klal B'chelek that we have in the Pesach Mitzrayim, which is Pesach La'achar Geula. And there, all of the dinim that we have in Pesach Mitzrayim come from this Pesach, from the post-Geula Pesach. The Pesach that relates to the Matzah, from the Pesach of Kibbutz Yod. The Pesach of Avodas Avodah Zos, which is again a Perek Gimel, which is post Geula. So this is one Pesach. So Memele, these dinim also apply, the dinim in the post Geula Pesach. V'nechar lo yochal bo and Ariel v'chule applies to Pesach Mitzrayim as well, because it's chad karban. Umemela shebal korchein yeshnam b'Pesach dorot kol adinim shenamru b'farshen zot tukat haPesach shekanal him dinim sheyeshnam b'Pesach Mitzrayim mechamat hayoto Pesach shel achrei hagiula v'cheinu b'dinim shenamru b'farshat haChodesh zelachem. Habim mitzad etzim shem korban Pesach shishnol al korban. Therefore, it must be that Pesach Doros has all the dinim that were said in the parashas of Chukas Pesach, because these are dinim that apply to Pesach Mitzrayim, because this is the Pesach Mitzrayim of after the Geula, Pesach of post Geula. We said Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Doros are one. to mail all the din that apply to the Pesach Mitzrayim, both pre-Gula Pesach and post-Gula Pesach, apply to the Doros. Mitzad Esem Shem HaKorban Pesach, because it has the Shem Korban Pesach inside of the Doros and inside of Mitzrayim. So it's one Shem Korban Pesach, and the mail of the din that apply in Mitzrayim also apply the Doros. Because the Pesach that we have post Gula is going to have din and mitzad, it's etzem shem korban Pesach. And din that come because it's after the Gula. Because it has two aspects to it, two facets. The etzem shem korban Pesach, and that's post Gula, it's b'chozek yad, it relates to matzah. However, the din that we have in the Korban Pesach, because it's the Korban Shalifnei Agula, so this was said in the parasha of Chodesh Zelechem. Shetotom Psukim Chavdal and Chavhei, that Korban you have to bring the Doros. In other words, Chiyuv al Korban Pesach the Doros, like the Korban Pesach Shalifnei Agula. Aval Kapi Zel Leka at Achadahu, שנאמר במה שכתוב ועבדת. Others, when we say Pesach Doros and Pesach Mitzrayim, or one Pesach, we're only talking about the Pesach that's learned from Avadat HaSavot HaZot B'Chodesh HaZeh. That's the Gemara is talking about in Menachos, and that's where Rashi says that there's one Pesach. It has one Shem Pesach. But that's only the Pesach of, that's only the post-Gula Pesach. Because that's what that Pesach is talking about. But the pre-Gula Pesach is not the same as Pesach Doros. It's a different Pesach. Because what's the pre-Gula Pesach? The pre-Gula Pesach, the one in the Parsha of Chodesh Zelachem, is a sign that Hashem should skip over their houses. We don't need that, the Doros. As Omnam Ne'emar B'Parashat HaChodesh HaZerachem B'Psukim Chavdal V'Chafei Shet Oto Korban Chayvim Makrivo L'Dorot. Yeah, you have to mark that Korban L'Doros. In other words, there's a Chiv al Korban Pesach L'Doros Gam Ki Korban Pesach She'el Lifnei Agula. So yeah, you have to bring it. But vis-a-vis the pre-Gula Korban Pesach, it doesn't have the Chadahu that was said in the Pasuk of Avadat HaSavod HaZot B'Chodesh HaZeh. Because the Pasuk of Avadat is not talking about the pre-Gula Pesach, it's talking about the post-Gula Pesach. And that's the Chadahu L'Doros, that it's one L'Doros, that's only the post-Gula Pesach, not the pre-Gula Pesach. And again, it can't be the same. Bal Korcha Shev Lav Chadahu, why? Because in Mitzrayim, the Pesach was Poel, the Pesach made sure, activated, that the Geula would happen. Because the Jews needed a mitzvah, and this helps, this makes Hashem, Kaviyachol, skip over our houses. But we don't need that L'Doros. It's just a Zikaron. So how can this be the same as Korban B'Mitzrayim Mitzrayim? So Baal Kolchem L'Sharak L'Gabi Mashiach B'Korban Pesach B'Mitzrayim Mitzad Korban Shelachar Geula. That's the chad. We know what the chad of the Doris is? The Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim, that's the Achar Agula, the second parashat of Korban Pesach. That's chad in Pesach of the Doris. Because they're both talking about Achar Agula. And that's chad Mamish V'chein. Im nimsa mi'ut al parat mesuyam. If we find a mi'ut on a certain detail in the dinim of Pesach Mitzrayim, haba'im mitzad Pesach shelifnei Agula, שמשמן שדין זה אלא בפסח מצרים, אין זה נסתר ממה שכתוב יעבדת. If we find a mute on the detail of פסח מצרים that comes מצד the פסח של לפני הגולה, that's משמן from there, that this din is only in פסח מצרים, it's not a steer from עבדת הסבור הזה, that that the avodah l'darus is like the avodah l'karban pesach. Why? Because that's not the same. In other words, the l'darus, that you do l'darus, what you do in Mitzrayim, is only talking about the post, the karban pesach that applies post gula, not the pre-gula of karban pesach. If there's din that applies specifically to the pre-gula of karban pesach, that's not going to be l'darus, because that's not chad mamashim with l'darus. Okay, so Marav Rabbeisai, we have here Yisod Gadol, and that is that the Pesach we're bringing in the Darus is the same as the Pesach we're bringing in Mitzrayim, or Mitzrayim at Tupsachim. Two aspects of the Pesach, the parish of pre-Gula and the parish of post-Gula. And that the Pesach is, the Darus is one with Pesach Mitzrayim, is only talking about the aspect of the Karban Pesach, that post-Gula, we see that in the Gemara Menachos Nafpei Beis, that's Chad Mamish, but the Babatis Avodah Zos B'Chodesh Hazeh, which is talking about the carbon of post-Gula, that's in Perek Gimel after the Gula, and that's the carbon that relates to the Masa, and that Hashem took us out of B'Chodesh Yad, but not to the pre-carbon Pesach, pre-Gula Pesach, which relates to something completely different, to the Hashem skipping over our houses. So we have taken a second leg of our journey, and if God gives us health and life and Simchas Chaim, please God, we will continue and see grace in the flows of Teres Hashem. So please stay tuned, and it's going to be super awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.